The September 11th terrorist attacks were not an issue in last week's congressional elections. Commentator Morton Dean wonders why.
Clearly, no member of either party lost re-election because of this issue. And it didn't hurt President Bush, whose campaigning was richly rewarded with Republican victories. Amazing. Congressional committees and subcommittees have a direct, mandated, sacred responsibility for overseeing the agencies and departments of the federal government that are supposed to protect our country. So it was amazing also that congressional responsibility for 9/11 was not even a major issue in congressional campaigns. Wasn't it the most deadly attack on U.S. soil by foreign agents? Didn't more than 3,000 people die? Isn't fear of terrorism now a palpable part of our lives? Consider what would happen if 3,000 people died in a factory fire in your town, and the company's management hadn't paid attention to warnings about safety lapses. Wouldn't at least some responsible individuals be investigated, fined, jailed, or resign? Wouldn't the company's shareholders demand changes? It's puzzling why America's shareholders, the voters, sent back to Capitol Hill the same individuals who failed to compel U.S. intelligence agencies to cooperate with each other, failed to bring about changes to an inept immigration system, failed to demand adequate airport security. Just a few days before the election, former Senators Warren Rudman and Gary Hart, whose pre-9/11 warnings about terrorism generally were disregarded, issued another report. It, too, was alarming. The report warned we are, as a nation, still woefully unprepared to meet the threat from terrorism. Yet, there appeared to be no reaction in the congressional elections. Perhaps it's just another sad indication that many Americans have given up on elections, believing it doesn't matter who goes to Congress. Or maybe we're too forgiving or too forgetful. I fear too many of us have readopted the "it can't happen here" syndrome. You know, the way we did after the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center, and after the U.S. embassies were hit in Kenya and Tanzania, and after the USS Cole was blown apart in Yemen. That's scary. I'm concerned about the message this election sends to members of Congress. I'm also concerned about the message it sends to the terrorists.
The comments of Morton Dean, a writer, lecturer, and former television news correspondent.